usually a night like this, there are more people in the room. This is surreal for all ways to describe it.
Surreal is the right word. This does not feel like an ordinary election night at all. I've been to election night since I was a teenager working with Tim Russert right here in Erie County Politics. So it's different, but what endures during even during a pandemic is the continuation of our democracy. And to perpetuate our democracy, we have to have elections. And that means that people have to be able to get out and vote. And I was really proud of how the early voting went in New York State. That was a reform that was proposed by Governor Cuomo and myself and adopted by the Senate Democrats. One of the issues that we had talked about for years, but the Republicans did not allow to happen because they didn't want to have access to the ballot. So this year was really important that we had that option available. 9 days of early voting, so many people could participate safely on their own time frame, but also the absentee ballot. A lot more people could vote by absentee because we allowed them that COVID exception. So I think the turnout in New York State has been extraordinary. I hope it continues in elections in the future, not just this year, but the people will feel it's an important part of their responsibility as a citizen to exercise that right to vote, particularly when it's more convenient than ever before.
And with the pandemic, despite that circumstance, the numbers were strong, both in early voting and in today's voting.
And I'm really proud of that. You know, people showed up with masks on. You know, there was a lot of disinfecting going on at the polling sites. The workers did an incredible job, and I just give them all the credit in the world for what they had to do under these really excruciatingly challenging circumstances. People wanted to be engaged, and they didn't mind waiting. And they showed up and they waited, whether the weather was sunny or rain. And I had a chance to go out and thank many of them, even today over in Rochester and in Buffalo and yesterday in Syracuse and Long Island. And I've been all over just to say thank you to people for caring enough about the future of our country and their community by voting.
The number, we're still waiting on the numbers, but let's say the incumbent Donald Trump does win tonight. The relationship between the governor and the president, it's well known. It's very, very strained. If Trump gets four more years, what does that do for the relationship between D.C. and Albany?
Well, I'm very hopeful that we'll be able to have a Democratic Senate. We don't know the outcome right now, but if we can get a Democratic Senate under the leadership of Chuck Schumer, then we'll be able to get initiatives through like a stimulus bill that'll help New York State. We are desperately in need of help from the federal government. During this pandemic, we've lost upwards of $63 billion. We're going to be in the hole for the next 4 years. That's something that we cannot get out of on our own because of the extraordinary costs of this pandemic and as well as the loss in revenue. So if we have a Democratic Senate, it'll pave the way and make it a lot easier for us to get what we need done for the state of New York. And the relationship, Donald Trump has to realize New York is a significant state. Our economy has to prosper in order for the rest of the nation's economy to prosper, and hopefully he'll see how important that is.
Do you anticipate it taking several days to weeks for future elections just moving forward, just with the increase of kind of alternative voting measures? Because Americans are so used to knowing on election night all the races, or at least 99% of them. Do you anticipate this is going to be more of a trend, you know, pandemic or not?
I think a lot of people will take advantage of the early voting, and those numbers are actually tabulated and available on election day. So you add those up with the election day votes. We should generally know the results. This year, because of the pandemic and the exception that was created to allow for more people to be able to use absentee ballots, that's what complicates things, that because the voting, the ballots don't even get counted for a number of days. That's what could delay it if there's not a clear-cut winner. If someone has a very large margin of victory, you don't need to go to the absentee ballots, but it depends on whether or not there's going to be that dynamic going forward. But I think most years, there won't be such reliance on the absentee ballot. People will take advantage of early voting and same-day voting.
Lieutenant Governor Hochul, thank you so much.
Thank you.